Steuer? Aber easy. Mit Wieso Steuer. Einfach Foto deiner Dokumente machen und schwupps wird alles automatisch ausgefüllt. Kein Plan, ob's passt? Wieso Steuer prüft deine Angaben noch vor Abgabe. So gibt's keine Fehler mehr. Und bei Fragen hilft dir Steuer-GPT so, dass du's verstehst. Das Beste? Du siehst jederzeit, was du zurückbekommst. So steigt deine Erstattung und die Vorfreude. Jetzt ausprobieren und noch schnell bis zum 31. Juli abgeben. Wieso Steuer? So einfach war Steuererklärung noch nie.
Genug vom täglichen Grind. Spiele Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 und 4 und grinde, als wär's 2002. Ein legendäres Remake der Originalspiele mit neuen Parks, krasseren Tricks, plattformübergreifendem Multiplayer und abgefahrenen neuen Spielmodi. Hol dir das neue Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 und 4 und zeig der Welt, der Shred stirbt nie. Jetzt vorbestellen auf tonyhawkthegame.com/playnow. Verfügbar ab dem 11. Juli.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, a skydiving Santa, a goofy Santa, and Donnie Baker. All that's coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast.
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the Off the Air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
We have one pro in the room, the lovely Christy Lee.
Thank you, Tom.
Me pro too.
Oh, shut up.
Thank you, Brock.
That's Brock. We're
slash
in the Napa.
Josh.
You'll make Brock cry. Have you ever heard Brock cry? It's no picnic. I told you.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom program.
Brock, do you want me to hold your hand?
There's a lot of very important adult things in the news today, but we're ignoring all of them. We're going to have some fun here.
Yes.
Our engineer is the very handsome Ace Cosby.
Hey.
I can't help but notice Ace is wearing the Bob and Tom camel toe mistletoe hoodie.
Quite handsome.
And that's
yep, this ass.
No, he's
from,
just, it's
from
just,
the get-go.
It's chilly in here.
It is chilly today.
And
hot tamale.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a second.
Zingo!
You look great today, Tom.
Up high!
Thank you very much. I do apologize.
For what? Can you turn the music down so we can hear you?
No, turn it up.
Yeah.
That'd be better.
Sorry, I am wearing the same shirt I've worn the last 3 days.
Well, the same style.
No, this is the same one.
Oh. I tried to help you out, pal.
Very out of character.
Thanks.
For you.
Yeah, it's a long story. I'll get to it later. The point is,
what's wrong with you?
Well, because I haven't had time to do any laundry. I have a situation I'm dealing with. And
Tom, there are 30 shirts in your office right now. At least 30.
Yes.
Go put one on.
No, but I'll explain why later. The point is, that lovely shirt that Ace has on is from the Bob and Tom store. We have the new vintage Bob and Tom t-shirts and the camel toe mistletoe. Now, what does the song go? Kiss me under the mistletoe. Kiss me under the camel toe. The point is,
It was put my meat under the mistletoe. Isn't that right?
Subtle.
Yeah.
We just
really?
Heard from
you,
the,
subtle.
We just yeah. heard from the Josh Arnold singers and dancers. And,
no, we just heard from Josh Arnold. There were no singers and
I was
no dancers.
I was the singer in the background.
No,
you weren't singing.
He's an
insane. This is the you're insisting on calling them Josh Arnold. Just say Josh Arnold.
This is why I wrote that song.
Because he's
does John Mayer say, hey, the new John Mayer singer's song's out? No.
Well, no, the point is it's I do kind of a talk sing like maybe
no, you don't.
Maybe Richard Burton and
no,
Camelot.
You just talk.
You know what I'm talking about. What's the most famous talk sing?
the spark is melting in the dark. All the sweet green icing flowing down.
Someone left the cake out in the rain.
That's my style of singing, the talk singing.
That is the audio equivalent of waterboarding.
Why can't a woman be more like
a man?
There's
a talk singing, yes.
Yeah, yeah, in any event, the Josh Arnold
singer. What is that song about?
Rex Harrison. It's about being
funny
gay.
Girl. Is that what it is?
What? The point is, it's time for us to move forward. I'll recommend the Bob and Tom app today. It's free on iTunes and Google Play because we have a really cool competition, which requires no competing. It's a scratch and sniff from our friends.
Josh Arnold Singers, no singers.
A scratch and a win, sorry, from our friends at Steven Singer Jewelers. Check it out right now. I'm sorry, Christy, you said you had something interesting.
A skydiving Santa looking to make a grand entrance while taking an elf on the shelf to a 9-year-old girl crashed into a tree and light pole before hitting a Florida beach.
Oh my God!
It kind of looks like he belly flops right into the sand, too,
yeah.
Doesn't it? He hits the tree and just...
But he lived, right?
Yes, he just broke his leg.
Oh, sure, he's Santa.
Of course he did. George Crocus
Santa's helper is what he's gonna
was dressed as Santa Claus during a Saturday skydive to deliver toys to the Tampa Bay Beach Bums Operation Santa Charity Volleyball Tournament.
I'm sure it's very... Here's my take on this. This was in Florida, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where
Tampa.
In Florida?
Tampa.
Pretend it was in Miami.
Okay.
So it's in Miami.
Right? Okay, go
Bear
ahead.
Bear with me.
Why
yeah,
do you rewrite sure. all... Oh, go ahead.
Christy?
Yes?
It's like every other news source. We twist it to our own
sure.
agenda.
Of course.
Yes.
I thought it was near...
much like,
this
much like every other major network.
Exactly.
I thought this
and
happened near DeLand, is what I thought.
DeLand?
No, then he would have fallen into DeSea.
Greg was sleeping.
So my point is, so this guy is dressed as Santa, mm-hmm. jumps out of the plane. Let's just say it was in Miami and he didn't make it.
Okay.
So the police are on the scene.
So he was killed.
You're going to hear some of the...
Oh, okay. Yeah. I see what you're doing. All right.
So the show's about to start and you see Santa plummet to the earth and hit. Makes that sound that one hits with gravity and everything.
Yeah.
And then a certain guy walks up with sunglasses on and says, well... He was going to go, ho, ho, ho. But I guess he went, ho!
There he goes.
Okay, here's Santa coming in, and there's not a lot of trees, and he hits the only one available.
Yes.
The only tree on the beach.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, I'd always wanted to have the beginning of that show, 6 Feet Under. They always mm-hmm. showed somebody dying.
Yeah.
Something horrible would happen, and they would, you know. I always wanted to have one where a skydiver jumps out of the plane, chute doesn't open, and you're thinking, oh, this guy's gonna. And then all of a sudden, the chute opens, and you see him very casually drift into the lion cage at the zoo.
Oh, geez.
You see the sign, zoo.
I think that's a cartoon. I think
it
one
should
of the
be.
Warner
it's
Brothers cartoons.
Very good. Thank you.
Well,
oh, wait a minute. You got one?
Well, we can wait. Do it after the phone call.
Okay. Can we answer the phone?
Yeah, Josh, go ahead. I'm on strike.
Hi, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Well, hi, Donnie.
Donnie!
Man, it's a sad day in America, ain't it?
Why?
I just learned about this because I guess I'm behind the news. We just set our clocks back on Sunday. One of our nation's treasures, Jim Varney's, died last week.
Oh, no. It was very sad. No, Jim Neighbors. Not Jim Varney. Jim Neighbors died. I love Jim.
Man, I love Gomer and them Ernest movies. They had Ernest Goes to Camp.
Yes.
Ernest Saves Christmas.
That's right.
Donnie. And then Ernest Goes to the Strip Club.
I didn't see that one.
Ernest didn't go to a strip club. That was not part of the Ernest series. And no, it was
Jim
the great Jim Neighbors, sadly, is gone.
No, it did come out in theaters, Tom. It went straight to Laserdisc. It was never in theaters.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
was
speaking
it?
Of strip clubs, did you see scientists are trying to ban glitter now?
Yeah, rightfully so.
I did see
apparently
that.
Microplastics are being eaten by fish or something. Yeah.
What's this country? Well, what the hell are they thinking? Because glitter is a stripper's calling card. Mm-hmm. I mean, a stripper without glitter is like a catfish without its scales or whiskers. I swear to God.
What?
Where's the show without nipples glazed and so much glitter they look like Sour Patch Kids? That's why we pay the cover charge.
Is that why?
You know, not everybody knows this, but some girls who dance for too many years can develop this thing called glitter lung.
Oh, is that right?
I did not know that.
And it comes from accidentally inhaling it while dancing. Sort of works like a secondhand smoke.
Yeah.
Hell, my Uncle Jim Bug got it, but his came from putting his face too close to the cards playing scratchers for years.
Oh. Yeah, very similar ailment.
Probably seen them lawyers talking about it on them TV commercials.
Yes.
I swear to God. To this day, my mom fella suffers from glitter lung.
Glitter love.
When she coughs, glitter shoots out the trach hole in her gizzard like a mini confetti cannon. I swear to God.
Wow.
Oh, chick, you should see her on the 4th of July, man. It's like a spectacle. Except sometimes when a big load of phlegm gets gummed up with the glitter, it looks like she's playing cornhole.
I still bet it's beautiful. Yeah.
And well, last year, a big greasy wad of glitter got stuck on my nephew Travis's forehead, but it washed right off with WD-40s. Hell, when she gets the pig flu, it flares up so bad she could get side jobs hawking out spackle.
Jeez.
All right.
Please go. And don't call back.
When she coughs, glitter shoots out her trach hole.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Doug.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 plates of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Back to Santa and the parachute.
Yes, in Tampa, Santa.
So
was...
he lived though.
Yes, he broke his leg, but he's fine.
Okay. Let's just say he hadn't, Josh.
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
Well, looks like Santa's dead. Silent night. Holy sh!
Isn't there a?
Could you point next time?
isn't there a Silent Night, Deadly Night movie or something like
that? Yes, yeah.
And it's pretty good. I maybe not.
Oh, shoot. I haven't seen it in years.
Do you know what always makes the best Christmas movie list?
What?
Always forget. Die Hard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's a big debate over whether Die Hard's a Christmas movie.
Oh, it's absolutely a Christmas movie.
I mean, it starts at a
it's
Christmas
not really,
party.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but it doesn't. It's not a happy ending.
Oh, I think it is. Yeah.
Well, all
no,
right.
It's not your traditional Christmas
no,
movie,
not.
But it's certainly. I was
hope
laughing.
You find your dad, buddy.
Out loud.
I watched Elf last night, so I'm like into the.
Okay.
I watched some of Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Yes.
And I was laughing so hard remembering that last year we were talking about Home Alone, and Tom said he didn't really care for it very much. And we asked him why, and one of the reasons was he said it has an odd sexual component.
Home Alone?
Yes. And we were baffled.
I'm still baffled. Are you still baffled?
The old lady. Never mind.
What?
No, you know, what? One, it's the same movie, right? The first one was an old man, and the second was an old woman.
Yeah.
Or back,
it's Brenda Fricker with a bunch of pigeons. Pigeons all over.
See, I don't like birds. I mean, I like birds.
So your contention is that the old woman was being sexual toward...
No, the whole thing just creeped me out.
You think she's into her birds?
No. Never mind. Let's not pursue this.
Okay, I'm sorry. It may have been.
Although when I saw the adult version of that kid actor...
Yeah, Macaulay Culkin. Yeah.
Looks like he's got pigeon poop in his hair all the time. He looks like he's dead.
He actually looks much better. He's gained a lot of weight. He's dating Brenda Song now. There was a big article on him yesterday in the paper.
I'm sure he's a nice guy.
Know him, but I'm sure he's a nice guy.
Well, speaking of elves.
Police in Deerfield, New Hampshire are searching for a town's missing life-sized elf on a shelf. According to Deerfield Rescue Squad EMS Captain Cindy McHugh.
We're on your side. Oh,
no.
Zippy.
No, wait a minute, you idiot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's
she's
an emergency.
EMS. She's not a television host.
She's not a TV station.
Where news comes first.
She's an EMS captain.
Oh.
Zippy, a mannequin in a red onesie, a cap and mittens, dressed like Elf on a Shelf.
Sure.
Was last seen in a beach chair with his sunglasses, an umbrella, and a drink near Vasey Park Monday.
Now, this is a dummy?
No, it's a real elf on a shelf. Yes, it's a mannequin.
I have a question. I have a question.
Yes.
When they say a actual-sized elf on a shelf... Isn't the whole thing about being an elf, you're supposed to be teensy?
Yeah, elves on the shelves are small. They're like 8 inches high.
So this is a human-sized elf.
This is a giant elf.
Yes.
So
huge midgets.
It says, yeah. The rescue squad wrote on a Facebook post, "This is not a joke or a game. We are very upset about someone choosing to ruin the fun for Deerfield's children."
Aww.
It's about the children.
I bet kids
that
took
anyone,
it.
Pardon me?
I bet kids took it.
You know what? I bet the damn kids did take it.
I would say local fraternity house.
Why are fraternities always blamed for everything?
Read the paper.
They are asking anyone with information regarding Zippy's whereabouts.
I'd like one liquor store just to call themselves the Frat House Liquor Store. We don't guard.
See some real proof.
To either contact them or the Deerfield Police Department. This is the third year that Deerfield has had Zippy, who shows up after the town parade the Sunday after Thanksgiving and then pops up in different places all over town. It's kind of a fun thing for the kids.
Oh, well, then maybe Zippy's not stolen. He's just...
The elf in a shelf.
Maybe just his
hiding. The elf in a shelf's been showing up at my house.
Oh, okay, really? Good.
Yeah.
I think it has a creepy look on its face.
Not my
I am sick of seeing it on social media. Do you do it with, like, peeing into fire shot jars or whatever?
What?
They do really bad things with elf on the shelf.
Well, they're going to be going to hell, so good for them.
Yeah.
Elf in a shelf is sacred.
Putting two elves on a shelf in a warm
positions
embrace.
That's sweet.
There are all kinds of...
That's wrong in dozens and dozens of ways. Hmm. Well, I hope they find Zippy.
I'm sure they will find Zippy. If he's a life-size elf, I think he'll...
I'm sure he's been
set
on fire.
But again, I would make the argument, by definition, an elf is teensy.
But
a life-sized elf would be, 12 inches high
at the
most.
Some people think I'm an elf.
You're elfin?
I'm short.
Ironically, the beginning of the word elephant.
Isn't that weird?
Isn't that odd?
Yes.
Interesting.
But Christy,
elephant don't have any. No. No.
Sonically, they're united.
Am I the only person?
Okay.
Sonically, elephant, elf. Yeah, they're exactly the same.
What are the sound do they start with?
It's not elf.
E. I'll give you E.
How about E-L?
I'll give you E-L.
How about E-L?
You know what? I stand correct.
Thank you.
Was
it E.L.?
What about E.L. Fudge? Remember E.L. Fudge?
Oh, I love cookies like that. What's your favorite cookie?
Could we answer the phone?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Sitting in for Noel, I'm Greg Nogg.
Hi, Greg.
This is some other news. Well, we all know the tradition of leaving goodies out for Santa the night before Christmas, don't we?
Yes, oh, yeah, of course.
Some other news, Christmas investigation team has uncovered the list of the most popular things left out for Santa on Christmas Eve. They are milk and cookies.
Mm-hmm. Naturally.
Beer and sausage.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Chimney lube.
Chimney lube. Yeah, that's smart.
Chimney lube.
Yeah,
very good.
Whiskey and a stress-relieving squeeze ball.
Okay.
Wash basin and cloth so Santa can take a refreshing whore's bath.
Sure.
These are the most left things out for Santa on Christmas Eve.
Solid.
Chinese carryout and a skin mag.
Seems a little rough.
Yeah.
A pocket knife and a good whittling stick.
Oh, very nice.
A hash brownie and Yosemite Sam mud flaps for the sleigh. And finally, the severed ear of an elf and a ransom note. For Noel, I'm Greg Nogg. Cheers, mofos.
Thank you, Greg.
Some things to leave out for Santa. Once
Speaking
again,
of Santa.
What's the name of the town looking for the missing elf?
Deerfield, New Hampshire.
Okay. This is a special place in hell for people that do stuff like this. And the Laugh Riot fellows who steal the baby Jesus from the mangers, good luck.
How do you feel about this guy?
When you talk to St. Peter, hi, you're the guy that stole the elf for the kids. Well, let's see. Oh, we're going to start with 100 years in hell, and we'll talk to that.
Can't seem to find your reservation here.
A beloved Santa with naughty tattooed on one arm and nice tattooed on the other has been asked to tone down his typically goofy poses at a suburban Philadelphia mall, leaving some of his fans miffed. Scott.
That's Scott, the sound of a person being miffed.
Miffed.
Good day, sir.
Scott Diethorn is known for silly poses like hanging kids upside down.
All right.
And
I like this guy.
And flashing his naughty or nice forearms.
Oh.
Customers tell Philly.com that they arrived at
We're
the
on
Oxford.
On your side.
It's a magazine, isn't it?
It's
an
website.
An online website.
Might be in that magazine.
Can websites
TV
be
show.
On your side?
TV
sure, why not?
Sure.
When they arrived
Josh's
at the...
Websites can be on my lap.
Oh, thank you. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Apparently, when customers arrived at the Oxford Valley Mall in Bucks actually. County for their annual photos recently, they learned Scott Santa, or Santa Scott, could only take traditional Christmas pictures, no tattoos or upside down poses. The Cherry Hill Programs, which runs the mall, says they're dedicated to preserving the tradition and the image of Santa.
Of course, this happened in Philadelphia, so everybody took it with a gentle ease and nice. Nobody was upset.
Yeah.
Threw batteries at Santa.
Tattooed Santa declined to comment.
Of course.
But apparently he loves his job and he will do what he's told because
sounds
he
like
loves
they're having
his
some
fans
fun.
And his children.
Unlike the Redskins players drinking
why
before the game.
Why going back to that?
What? Oh, I know why. Yeah. Yeah, that's the story. The Redskins were doing shots of
you read the story
before the game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You read the story.
Talk about being blitzed.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
And a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.